Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier podcast.
The attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Co-producer. Oh, this joke will be locking it up. Messenger.
He real tight with God.
Baby girl.
Oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro.
He funny.
Nurse Carmen. She be keeping it real. And Sister Tippy.
Got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It is co-producer. It's Wednesday night, and it's time for the shenanigans. Yes, the shenanigans must begin. This is the premier podcast, The Attic. Again, it is a podcast where we talk about current issues and events, but we bring it to you like, well, like we're from Paterson, New Jersey. Okay, so our perspective is going to be a little different, guaranteed to be entertaining. And if you listen real close, you might just pick up a thing or two. Hey, Cass, how we doing this evening? I got to check
good
in
evening.
With the crew. I
Hello.
See baby sis. Okay, I got Nurse Carmen hanging out with us. I know Brother Messenger there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, and tonight we got a little special guest tonight. So before we get into the podcast, I have to take a moment and let the world know that my big sister is on the podcast with us tonight. So everybody better download this, or she's gonna be pissed off at us. But no, my big sister is on the podcast with us tonight. And we just want to take a moment. Let me cut our microphone on. Can you hear me, big sis?
I hear you.
Okay, yeah, that's my big
sister. I'm with you.
Okay, that's my big sister, everybody. My big sister, Jenny. She's celebrating her birthday. Now, I'm going that I'm only 38, sis. So how old are you saying you are?
Well, I'm 39.
Okay, we're going to go with 30. Say hi. I'm going with 38. So I figured because I can make up a number, everybody gets to make up their number.
Birthday.
Hey,
but for real, though, from the bottom of my heart, hey, from the family out to you, big sis, hey, happy birthday.
Amen.
Enjoy your day and do it like only you want to do it.
Thank you. I'm doing that in the ATL.
Oh, you're not
we
in the ATL?
We do it like that in ATL.
All right. Well, look at show them how Jersey hang with them. No, I'm going to take that back. Don't be. I was going to say, show them how Jersey hang with them. I'm going to take that back. Don't be out there trying to outshot somebody. I got 10 shots. No, I'll do 12 shots. No, let that go. You just have your good time. Love you, sister. I'm glad you had a chance to check us out tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to do it like come see Boys the Men right now.
Say
at
that again.
The winery. We're headed to see Boys the Men at the winery tonight.
Okay.
Hey, do me a favor. If you get a chance to get backstage, right?
We just had a jazz concert in the park. And now we're headed over to the winery to see Boys the Men.
Celebrate your birthday. You go, girl.
That's right.
Hey, big sis. Hold on, hey, big sis. if you get a chance to get backstage at Boys and Men and you see that nigga, what's his name? Kanye? Tell that nigga I need my $20. Wanye. Tell Wanye I need my $20. Man. Yeah, tell Wanye I want my money, man. Hey, listen, enjoy your day, though. Yeah, nigga owe me $20 from back in the day. But anyway. See, you know what? After, you know, we got off to a nice birthday start from a big sister. But let me tell you something. This right here, what I'm about to share with you right now, this shit should blow you away, man. This is a piece I got from, we're going to talk about, again, probably one of the most positive stories I think we've done yet. And again, we're more based on entertaining than trying to give you positive shit. But no, but anyway, this is one of the more positive stories that we did. And it's about a black billionaire. Yeah, say that shit three times fast. It's about a black billionaire by Robert Smith. Now, he got a 50-second intro, and then I'm going to follow that up. Hang out with me for a minute.
Men of Morehouse, you are surrounded by a community of people who have helped you arrive at this sacred place and on this sacred day. On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Oh, my God. Yo, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we get to the actual subject matter, just imagine you with your boys out and y'all trying to one-up each other. And this nigga pull out some shit like, we gonna pay the graduation fee for 400 people, man. How do you top that?
It's a beautiful thing.
He put a challenge out to the, now again, he put a challenge out to the alumni. This is what I'm doing. Now again, he's saying but his family got the money, not just him. But again, it's still coming from him. No, wait a minute, hold on. Not trying to throw no shade on that shit at all, because it's just nice. I wish I could stand up there and even make a statement such as that. I'm gonna pick up the all the financial costs for the graduating class of 2019. See, that's what you call giving back. And again,
amen to that.
That's
right.
Gonna cost him.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing.
It is. That's gonna cost him. Now they billionaires now. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
gonna cost his family like $40 million. They don't even
right.
feel that. You don't feel when you're a billionaire, you don't feel $40 million. That's just
right.
like what that's like you know, you're a thousandaire like myself. You know, somebody take $50, whatever. But just imagine $40 million just gone, bam.
Mm.
Now don't get me wrong. Those people that he paid their education costs. Now again, if the story is all it's cracking up to be, then by them folks going on doing something great with their life, because now you just skipped that whole financial aid and college repayment.
Yep.
You skipped that.
Yep.
And let me tell you something. That's a major chip off your shoulder.
Oh, absolutely.
Means,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
So, but you know, let's talk about that Brother Smith. I pulled his bio, man, and
hey,
you know, he was.
When you pulled
tell
his bio,
was,
when you
huh?
pulled his bio, did you get his phone number and tell him I'm graduating next week?
Watch this. I called that nigga and I told him, man, where is the next opportunity that you think that you'll be showing up just paying for shit for people, man? Because see, that's an opportunity I want to jump on right now. Because just imagine you matriculating, you're going through school. And you know, I mean, they didn't know. So they was just a surprise.
No.
But just imagine
right.
you going through school and you know when you get out, you ain't got no bills to pay. This shit is free.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's just awesome. It's just awesome, especially when, you know, you setting up a black man to be debt-free. Do you know what that does for that family, for that community?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. You setting them up to be, that's setting them up for success right out the gate.
Mm-hmm,
and out of, and out of 400
right
graduates.
Out the gate.
Yeah, and out of 400 graduates, I'm saying the keeping it 100, about 300 of them are going to go on to do major shit. They're going to do big shit.
Right.
Because, again, and it goes a lot deeper than you just got your student loans paid. What you got was you got a real live version of that bullshit Santa story that you was taught as a kid. Huh? You got a real live version of that, and you look around and you say, hey, oh shit, Santa looked just like me. So maybe.
Well, he really just gave them they 40 acres and a mule, is what he just gave them. Seriously, all jokes aside.
He said, I'm going to hit you off with that right there. But, you know, but my man Smith, you know, he was a go getter because they said as a junior in high school, he landed an internship at Bell Labs. They said this nigga called every week for 5 months until he got a position.
Wow.
In his downtime for the summer, he tinkered with computers and then went on to study chemical engineering at Cornell University.
Right.
He earned
an
MBA from Columbia University, followed by an investment banking job at Goldman Sachs, and they don't fuck with the brothers too tough at Goldman Sachs. After advising billion-dollar mergers for tech companies such as Microsoft and Apple, he left Goldman and found Vista Equity Partners in 2000. He's the chairman of that company. His company, now I'm giving you little numbers on his company. His company, these motherfuckers got $46 billion in assets.
Wow.
$46 billion, man. As of Monday, they put his network at $5 billion. He is the nation's richest black man. Now, watch this. And you know what's even more fucked up? Now he's the nation's richest black man, but and I'm just having a little fun comparison. If you put that $5 billion on a chart with rich people, not just black people, where you think that $5 billion stack up at? Probably in the low numbers. That's just going to show no matter what level you on, that fucking wealth misdistribution, that shit is real on every level. But again, if you got $5 billion in, that kind of shit you don't even pay attention to. But I'm just saying, they tout him as the richest black man again. But you put him on the scale with just rich people. That $5 billion, that might be on the second page. But anyway,
it's odd to me that we never heard of him until he did this particular.
No.
I mean, did anybody else ever? I mean, I had never heard of him until now. Has anyone else?
Well,
I didn't know
that, boy,
that he was a billionaire, but my sister knew of him in her finance class. They talked about him a lot that she takes. So
okay.
She knew about him.
I mean,
I mean,
I guess for him to be like, you know, one of the richest black men, you would think he would have been more well known. I guess that's what I'm saying.
No, your sister, Wanda.
No, the one that takes the finance class, Sister Sunshine.
Oh, Sister Sunshine.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, she heard of him. Yeah.
Okay, cause I was getting ready to say I'm changing subjects.
I
was getting ready to say because Wanda always up on some new innovative shit. I remember when she called me and talked to me about them damn soybeans and them bullshit beans that they sell in farmers now, like at least 15 years ago. So yeah, I was just gonna give her props on that. But anyway, let's bring it on back down to Daddy Warbucks over here with my man Smith. I mean, watch this. In they had this the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Now again, I guess Oprah got the mic first. And Oprah said, look, all right, I'm a little light on cash, so all right, I'm going to slide y'all 21 mil. And my man Smith came right behind and said, I'm light too, so he'll take another 20 mil. So just between Oprah and Brother Smith, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, that's $42 million just between them two. And watch this. They, well, I said, like the rappers say, they really playing with them millions like they hundreds, man. And if you watch this, and if you in the company of people making boss moves like that, what do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to give your 5,000? Your 5,000 just now became 500,000 because you trying to save face. Nobody see that? So if you hanging out at an event and the first person donate a million. Now, again, you got to remember, if you at an event, watch this, when niggas is donating millions of dollars for anything, it don't matter what it is. It could be for air. If you at an event and those kind of donations are going on, the cost to get in there had to be a couple hundred, you know what I'm saying? A couple hundred thousand probably. So you with people making boss moves, and when somebody dropped 21 mil followed by 20 mil, you know, you're going to feel funny saying, yeah, I got 5,000 on it. Nah, you're going to say, I got 500,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to keep up with it. But not to put any mar on what Brother Smith did. Hey, God bless you, Brother Smith. That's from the bottom, man. We don't find that often, or we're not told of this type of generosity from black men often, for black people often, not just black men, I'm sorry. And it's a beautiful thing that you recognize that you ain't never going to be able to spend all that fucking money that you have. And you made a decision to go help 400 other people, man. Yo, my hat's off to you. God bless you, man. You get the strong J for me, man. You get the strong J.
I would just like to say, I just hope those graduates, you know, pay it forward, you know. And because someone did something, you know, something for them, I would like to just see them pay it forward and do something, you know, with that, you know, just pay it forward. That's all. But congratulations to them. And like you said, bravo to, you know, Mr. Smith, because that was a beautiful thing.
What you know about this? And only because we the addict and we like to keep everything equal. They say that he, when who was saying they didn't hear of him, they said he liked to stay out of the spotlight. Because, in fact, in 2015, when he did his nuptials with the actress and former Playboy model, Hope Dworzak, watch this, these motherfuckers was on the Amalfi Coast. They flew John Legend out, Seal, and Brian McKnight to sing at their wedding. See, now that's what you call, I'm sorry, that's what you call a damn wedding, man. First of all, I was saying in the pre-show, the only time I ever hear about the Amalfi Coast is with them big ball of rappers singing about it. So this is where my man did his prenups with the Playboy model there. But again, he got money and he's spending it, man. He loved music. They say he reportedly owns one of Elton John's old pianos. Hey, spend that money, man. But I'm just glad to see that if you can take the time out and pay a couple million for Elton John piano, which ain't never going to play like Elton was playing it, it's nice. It's big up. I try to clown you a little bit, Brother Smith. But all in all, man, I got mad love for you for what you did. And I hope the people that you did that for fully, fully, fully appreciate that gesture. And again, that's a giant step forward for a lot of people. Hey, I don't want to start crying and shit over Brother Smith, so I'm going to go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I felt like somebody just cut the air conditioner on because it was getting kind of misty up in this motherfucker for a minute. I said, hold up. All right. Let's go from the billionaire right into some bullshit. See, this is shit that the addict, right? Yeah, this is that addict shit right here. out in what state was that where they decided that they want to have Thug Week?
It's Thug Day. It's a Spirit Week, but this particular situation that we're going to be talking about is Thug Day. It was Memorial High School in Texas.
Before you go into it, let's keep in mind, y'all, we talk about Texas. I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby sis.
This high school in Texas, they had some controversy there. They have Spirit Week. And during their Spirit Week, they have a Jersey Day where they wear, you know, the jerseys, T-shirts, those jerseys. And
right.
As I said, they had like a controversy because one of the students there, well, three or four of the students there, they were wearing, during this Jersey Day, they decided to wear, change the name from Jersey Day to calling it Thug Day. And during this Thug Day, they wear their hair in cornrows, fake tattoos, big chains, and flash gang signs in honor of Thug Day. So now the school found out about it and they condemned the day and canceled the rest of the Spirit Week because of it. But now, according to some of the other students, they got on social media and said that the school had officially, the school had been unofficially, should I say, celebrating that Spirit Week with that Thug Day since 2015. So for 4 years, that day was being celebrated. And again, it was unofficial, but they still had been celebrating it. And so people that, you know, when they was talking about it on social media, they were being criticized saying that that was culturally insensitive and racist. You know, however, some other people were saying that they found that it was harmless and not racist and at all.
So, I mean, what's racist about cornrows in the jersey? I'm missing something here.
Well, because they felt like it was being depicted as, I guess, the way that they were depicting this Thug Day, because they were emulating, I guess, black people. By trying to say that black people look that way.
Oh, wait, hold on. So these are white people thugging out like this.
Correct. These are white students.
Okay,
correct.
There go that nuance that I was missing, because I'm listening to you bring the story and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Okay, I know about Thug Day. Okay, so these are white people and they want to do
These are white students, correct.
So,
and this is during
their
Spirit Week. So during their Spirit Week, they have a Jersey Day where they wear jerseys from different teams. Okay, so and so what they were wearing is during their Jersey Day, they changed the name from Jersey Day and made it Thug Day. And so now they're wearing their hair. Okay, these were three or four white teenage high school girls. They started wearing their hair in cornrows, fake tattoos, big chains, and flashing gang signs. And they posted a picture and put it out on social media. So that's where the controversy came in. Because some people felt offended.
Now,
was culturally insensitive because of that.
Now, we have to look at that.
Because they called it Thug Day.
Okay, we have to look at that like, now,
what you
going to
do? I'm right around the corner, man. See how close I am? It takes an hour. On the whole
hour? I got a live show going. But hold on. So in other words, these are white folks imitating black folks. They call it Thug Day. So their impression or their interpretation or their vision of what a thug is a black person.
Well, now, according to them, this is what they're saying. I don't get the racist part. It says Thug Day, not Dress Up Black Day. It's not one and the same. It's white thugs, black thugs, and thugs of all races. Don't associate us with negativity. This was their comment.
regarding
okay.
that. So they're saying that this is, they're saying it's harmless. They were not dressing up as black people. This was just their, I guess, interpretation of Thug Day. However, when you look at this picture that they posted, this
okay,
is the way that they were
now.
Dressed. So they all have on jerseys. I think one of them had on an Allen Iverson jersey. They had their hair in cornrows. They got on big chains. They got fake tattoos on. They were flashing gang signs. So people, when they posted it, they posted a picture of it out on social media. Some people saw it. And they were culturally, they were offended by it because they felt like they were trying to depict black people in that by calling black people thugs. Because one might say, okay, if you're saying that there's white thugs and black thugs, then why couldn't you just easily put on a hockey jersey and maybe, I don't know, put some teeth in your mouth that made it look like you had some teeth missing and make it look like you had a black eye?
Because
this is what I'm saying. Since you're saying there's white thugs and black thugs, because I mean hockey, that's a sport. You could have worn a jersey from hockey, correct?
True that. But see,
hello,
let me
anybody?
Ask a question though. Let me ask the audience. Let me ask the cast a question. Now, do you think we've been too sensitive with that? See, here's what I look at.
Well, I'm just throwing out another question out there because
okay.
I'm just saying maybe that's why some people looked at that as being
negative, or took
it as culturally insensitive.
Okay, here's what I look at. If these are some cool ass white people, I'm sorry, yo. Then flow with your flow. Now, again, if they are what the quote unquote you the redneck type white folk who it's just obvious that you don't wish any interaction with black, and then you did that. See, that would be more of a okay, we going like that type shit. But I mean, if you in a city and you, I don't know, man. See, that would be a tough one to call. I'd have to, you know, because again, if that's what you watch this now, I'm not saying all my friends are thugs, but I have black thug friends. So I mean, watch this, they ain't totally wrong.
Well, now so, here's the thing. I looked up the definition of thug. Okay. And Thug says it's someone who is violent, someone who takes things by force, and someone who is of criminal activity. Okay? So one might say that sounds like 45, right? Our commander-in-chief.
I knew we was going to end up there. I seen that coming. I couldn't duck, though. Yeah, I seen that coming, man. But
I'm just saying.
But see,
I'm just
right,
saying. I mean, that's what the definition of thug is. But
see, now, here's
my
thing.
I guess I can see it both ways.
Yeah, I can't see. I mean, don't get me wrong. If they got swag, they got swag, and if they took it there, I mean, you know, hey, I don't know, man. I don't know if that would bother me. You know, I guess you know certain shit don't bother me that might be offensive to others, but I don't know if that would bother me to the point where. Fuck it, man. I mean, if you dig in my culture like that, then fuck it, man. Because think about this. And let me just real quick show you how screwed up society has got the mind of people. If you, this in society, you walking down the street, you see this cat coming at you, pants sagging. He got this big, as we used to say back in the day, dookie gold chain on his neck. You going to get scared. Right, you gonna think, oh, he. But that, wait a minute, that gold chain on his neck probably costs more than you in that car. So he ain't coming out there to rob you. But you are so mentally focused on his look that you look at him as a robber. And again, the piece he got on his neck might cost you more than you and your car cost. So he ain't even out there to rob you. But you see him like that, and then you start clenching up tight. And even though doing no harm to you was on his mind, he probably still ain't gonna. But now the thought enters. man. So again, when
yeah,
they have got the gold chains
ones,
on,
how about the,
one, do,
how
go
about
ahead,
the
bro.
Ones that are wearing? How about the ones that are wearing the gold chains and they wearing it because they took it from somebody else?
Well, see now watch this. Those probably now that group. That's who they're emulating at the school. See that group right there? See what the them. That's who they was emulating.
Not them. No, okay.
Nope, them. Yeah. See what the T90
well,
them.
Well, I guess to me that the I guess to me if they would have shown more, how can I put this? To me, they created a look that depicts what they think a thug is. So that look that they depicted that they have in that picture came across as – go ahead.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. But if we just be, as we like to try and do here on the Attic, if we just be 100, that's what thugs we dressing like.
Okay,
that
may very well be true, but they said in their statement there's white thugs and there's black thugs and there's thugs of all races, but that's not you depicted in that picture.
You
only showed one. So if you were being fair, if they were being fair about it, then you would have put, like I said, well, then why not put some hockey players in there with some jerseys? I mean, about that.
It's only three of them, and 9 times out of 10, if you really do some research, I guarantee you, 2 of them 3, they got some black in them, if you know what I mean. And so this is how they are, because there are some Caucasian people that if you see them, if they were behind a mat, behind a wall, and you was talking to them and stuff like that, you wouldn't know the difference. With some of them,
you know what?
Because, like I said, I have no problem with, you know, if with the, like you said, the picture itself, and you know, hey, I think who was it, Tupac or whatever? Didn't he have some kind of album? What do they call that? That Thug Life or whatever. So there's been some artists that even call themselves thugs or whatever. So again, you know. It's out there. That's what they say. But if you're truly saying that you were trying to, you know, there's white thugs, there's black thugs, then to me, you should have just shown that. And then you wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. That's all. So you kind of set yourself up for that. So if you would have had a little bit more diversity in that picture or shown some of that, and they could have very well had that and just not shown it.
You know,
I don't know.
I like,
but
I like when you read that definition of thug. You read that definition, you was like, now wait a minute, wait a minute. There's somebody else who fits that description.
And it is, because when you read that definition, I mean, clearly, who does that sound like to you?
Wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute. I'll say Martin Lawrence say, hold up. It can't be R45 because let me tell you the latest shit he did today. I guess we on Pennsylvania Avenue now. He told Nancy Pelosi, "Wait a minute, don't talk to me about no damn infrastructure. Don't talk to me about no. Hold on, don't talk to me about no damn infrastructure. Don't talk to me about no damn policies." So y'all get this investigation off my ass, man.
I mean, it's all unbelievable to me what he does.
He's trying to make a deal now because they're getting real close. It's like, wait, y'all want to be known for the infrastructure? I'll sign the best infrastructure deal you can think of. But
it don't matter.
But
he said, but you got to drop all this shit right now. See, now watch this now. Now see. Because the Democrats, as we say where I'm from, they ain't really about that life. The Democrats, they ain't. They some old sucker asses, man. So they ain't really about that life. So my thing is, make the deal, motherfucker. Make the deal. Because you ain't going to go after him like, what's it?
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to go after him like he would go after your ass, okay?
Oh, okay.
So you got to find, because again, I would say, my heart says, I got your nuts
in
this vice.
He's going after them right now. He's going after them right now. How are you going to go after the people that's investigating you?
But what I'm saying is,
who does that?
He nervous right now. And watch this. Every other tweet, watch this. He trying to make deals. Because he told him, he said, look, this is how we going to do this, okay? I don't want to hear shit about no infrastructure. I don't want to hear shit about no tariffs, no shit. I don't want to hear shit about shit until you stop this investigation. Now, once you stop this, I'll give you all that shit that I'm not talking to you about right now. That's what he's saying right now. So, again, he know he ain't got no cards in his hand, but he came forward. So he's trying to come out of it like a real gangster, man. And
right.
Now Democrats – go ahead.
How do you even believe him? He also said that Mexico is going to pay for the wall. How you going to believe anything?
Exactly.
But my son, he's a con artist, man. That's you, a con artist. What's this? That's like you see that rat. That rat see that piece of cheese. You know you trained that rat hours of training. You know when you turn that rat loose, he going to get that cheese. I don't care how much of your shit training that you gave him. And that's the same thing with 45. I mean, he gonna make it sound nice. He might even sign some shit, but he ain't gonna live up to it. As soon as that shit is done, he gonna be like, "What? Never said that. What I said was, I think about it. I think very, 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 very hard. I think very hard on it." But they got his ass on the run right now. But again, they not closers, man. They not the Democrat don't have that. Wicked motherfucker within their ranks that'll come and get that ass. I mean, and what only difference is come and get him on his law violations, not just make up shit on him. See, the Republicans got they got people in their camp where if they want some shit on you, they'll make it up. Democrats, they don't
or
play
they
like
won't,
that.
Or they won't show up. They just won't show up.
Yeah. Because what's his name? Megan? What's his lawyer's name? We get ready to skip around a while. What was the White House attorney name? The one who they subpoena and Trump told him
McCann.
You better not take
McCann.
McCann. Trump said you let me find out you took your ass up there. You better not take your ass up there. You let somebody tell
Trump
me
they
seen you up there.
Hey, Trump told every single person that worked in the White House if it was anywhere near him, you better not go. Not just him. Everybody,
yeah.
they even got Mueller locked up, tied up where he can't go.
See? Like I said,
which
man.
I think is just, I can't even believe that. I mean, I thought he was going to at least be able to come and testify, but now they're saying he's not even going to be able to do it.
Well, again, now what happens is, watch this. So now I get to hide my true yellow stripe behind that bullshit. Oh, he the president. the president said I can't go. But I said, they told me like last night, right, they took an aerial shot. This nigga was peeking out the curtains, peeking out the curtains in the White House, looking over. Let me see one of y'all niggas go over there. Let me see. Who that? He told McCann, you let somebody tell me that they seat your ass up there. Yeah, it's going to be bad for you, man. And that must be fucked up because ain't nobody fucking with him, man. He said,
well, Mnuchin,
and you know what?
Isn't that the guy that works for the IRS, Mnuchin?
But yeah, they ain't nobody. Watch this. They told him, give me the taxes. He said, nope, not going to do it. He said, not. Well, in fact, he didn't say no. He said, hell to the no. You want these taxes? You got to get these motherfuckers from Donald Trump because I'm not giving them to you. He said every copy of his taxes we had, we sent it to him. He got them all now. We don't even have any in our computer. Y'all want
that
taxes?
That just goes to show off. That goes to show what it was that baby sis was talking about when she said the definition of thug, because that thug in the White House got them little punk scared as can be. I ain't doing nothing for him.
He got them all. Acting like Mitch's, and I don't mean Mitch McConnell.
Right.
He got a ball acting. He do, man. Like I don't know. I would hate to be on that inner circle because whatever the fuck he can do or whatever he got a hold of, I say like Al Pacino. He like the Molinari family, man. He'll bankroll your ass, yo, and then he goes to work on you. Well, because whatever the fuck he got it good, man. Cause don't nobody want to cross him. In fact, did you hear about the one Republican from the House who's recommending impeachment?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now watch this. Yeah. Watch this. Tell me, everywhere that nigga go, he ain't looking over his shoulder. I bet he probably called down and said, listen, I'm going to need my security double. And it was like, nope. Can't do that.
But he seems to be unbothered by it. I mean, he doesn't seem to be too worried about it.
But you know why that is?
That's because he's not worried about being reelected. If he don't be reelected, then so be it. And that's the only thing that worried them, because Donald Trump got this 43%, and they'll have a challenge, because most of these congressmen, they're used to not even putting up any kind of a fight to get their seat reelected. And so if they get on the wrong side of Trump, they're all afraid that Trump's going to have somebody run against them. And they ain't got no record to stand on, because they haven't done anything in the last 12 years. So that's why everybody is so obedient to them, because they want to keep sailing along like they've been doing. And anytime you go against Trump, he's going to put somebody up in your district to run against you. And that's what they're all afraid of.
The only thing I say about him, you know what, sometimes I wish you had, like, just imagine this. I wish you had, like, Barack Obama brain and demeanor, but throw Trump balls in there with him. So, could you imagine Barack Obama with Trump brashness? Oh, we would have made major strides, black people. We would have made major strides, man.
But
Trump, like I said, and you look at his shit, his ideas are worthy or noteworthy.
No, they're not.
No. The idea of we need to even shit up with China, oh, that's real. He just fucked it up and don't know how to do it. But that's real. China been taking advantage of our ass. And watch this. We've been comfortable with it.
Okay, no, as far as that goes,
Yeah, just some of his shit. I mean, you think about overseas, he's trying to bring them to a better to level the playing table a little bit. So again, the idea is okay, but now that makes me think we got all these scholars and we've been running worlds forever. So the fact that there's an imbalance makes me think that imbalance is supposed to be there for other reasons that he's fucking up right now. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way that we let China get over on us for billions of dollars every year, like we don't know about it. You know what I'm saying? We understand that there's an imbalance. I just don't see what the benefit to the nation is, but damn it, I know there's a benefit somewhere. Because we just can't be that stupid. We greedy as hell. You know, everybody in this nation here, I don't give a damn if it's your wife or your kids. If you're a politician, they are for sale.
Well, see, one of the things that he's not explaining to people is, yes, China's got us as far as the imports and exports stuff, but we got China in other ways also, and that's why we don't stress that too much. That's part of the reason.
They done found some new seeds. So now fucking with the Chinese people, they said even after we work this shit out, well, we don't need that anymore, because you made me look for something else and I found it, and I don't need what you have anymore. Unless I'm really going to break it off in your ass now. You thought I was robbing you before? Well, I'm going to make you rob yourself now, because you got all this grain and seeds that you can't do shit with. Now, because the trade war is over, President 45, he going to stop giving you welfare. So what you going to do with that? You're going to sell me that same bushel that you sold me for $50. Now I'll take that same bushel for $13, and you're going to take that and be happy. Because they found other suppliers now to do what they were 100% dependent on the U.S. to do. Fucking with 45. And that's why them farmers are saying, no, we don't want your bailout money, because your bailout money only bails us out this month, this year. We farmers, that's all the fuck we do. We do this every year. And my kids are going to do this. So you bailing me out this year just means I'm going to be stuck next year. So we don't want your bailout money. We want you to get your ass out the White House so we can get some negotiations in and we can go back to living a decent life. That's just what I said.
And wasn't that bailout money helping? Wasn't it helping foreigners anyway? It wasn't necessarily going to the farmers.
Correct. Yeah, it was supposed to go. It was supposed to go to the farmers, but one of the crookedest families, this family businesses that's overseas, they end up getting the more,
they found out here.
Everybody else.
Yeah, they found that out. It wasn't even
so
going
rich
to the
just
farmers
keep
like
richer,
you said
man.
It was.
The rich keep getting richer.
But he was supposed to be draining the swamp.
Yeah, he put some more.
But this is who they elected, though. This is who they elected. He was supposed to be such a great businessman. Right? Isn't that what he's supposed to have been?
Well, you know, that's the thing with his taxes. Let me tell you, his taxes, they said we thought that he was trying to hide his Russian investments. But they said the reason that nigga don't want to show his taxes is because he lost so much money for the last so many years that his name is still marketable, but his net worth ain't about shit no more, man. And if you've seen his taxes, again, you know that he's not the businessman that he claims to be. And I know that might sound funny because he lost more in business deals last year than if I live like three times at the current rate of earnings that I have, I still wouldn't make the money that he lost. So when I say he wasn't a good businessman, that's by the business standards, not by my standards, because I would have just taken that money and put it in a bank account and I'd be having me a nice life. But he sucked that business. They said his casinos, now on one hand, this sounds good. His casinos are one of the few casinos that never makes money. Now, anybody knows, I'm sorry, you only got to watch one Godfather or one Goodfellas movies to know. If a casino ain't making money, there's usually a whole lot of flower bringing and sad song singing because they only in business to make that big turnover profit. So even though his casino was losing money, where do you think that money was going? I mean, again, is losing money and laundering money, would that be the same thing? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I saw a $50 million loss because I'm just throwing some concepts at you. Because, again, he got to be smart enough to know if my casino keeps losing money, why do I stay in business? I mean, so,
that
you know,
Russian bank keeps bailing them out.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they ain't losing money. He's paying off other loans. That's all I'm saying.
But wasn't the whole point of his kiss campaign, didn't he run on the fact that he was such a great businessman and he can make money, and so therefore he'll be able to make the country some money, and wasn't that his whole concept?
Yeah, and what says he don't get paid? Now, again, like I said, a president only makes, what is it, $400,000? Would you believe that? The president of the fucking United States of America makes $400,000 a year. Is that silly? You in charge of everything. You got the button that says there could possibly be no tomorrow, as those who walk around blind would believe. But you have that. You have your finger on that button, and that's your salary, $400,000 a year.
But he's making money in other ways. You know, through those Saudis when they come over here and they stay at his,
There we go. That's again. What's the name? Trilago?
Mar-a-Lago?
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, he's making money in other ways.
Oh, watch this. He's taking us to the bank. Yeah, he's taking the nation and their checkbook to the bank. But he's still losing because as much as money as he get in, I'm sure he's still pouring that money into his hotel over in Russia. Because I don't know what the fuck that's the big deal there. I don't know if it's like his I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe it's his homecoming, but he walked that goddamn Trump a hotel in Russia. Now, I got to ask, can we travel back and forth to Russia? Is that, that's not like, we don't, is that, we're not, we can fly to Russia?
I didn't think he could have any kind of holdings or anything while he was president. He still has some kind of investment or stake in that?
You know how we just got authorized to fly back and forth to Cuba? Can I just go to the airport and get a ticket to Russia? Can we fly to Russia like that? That was a real question.
I'm,
if you got business there.
Okay, so you can fly to Russia.
Yeah, if you got business there.
Okay, so I'm trying to think, you know, as I think about this now, again, you know, I think of Russia as, you know, the Gorbachev Russia, you know, that's who I think of Russia when I think of Russia, the Cold War days. I'm thinking, what kind of business commerce do you really have in Russia that you need a Trump hotel? That many people go through Russia? What the fuck? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no summits being held in Russia.
Well, for people in that part of the world, people that got money.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's only about being able to funnel money. And if he can get that hotel set up there, do you know the money from Russia he can funnel in and out?
Okay.
That's what it's really
that's all
about.
I see. See, now again, and I'm just being a conspiracy theorist, but that's what I see. I don't see that as he's just got to have a hotel in Russia. There's other interests there that ain't got shit to do with sleeping in the bed.
No, again, they can wash a lot of money through that hotel.
You know, that's all I see. Because I don't care what nobody say. I know he probably mobbed up, clicked up somewhere, but you don't go in no casino, man, and just lose money. You know, I'm still shocked at that and just keep losing money.
But to a certain extent with him, that's how he make his money, by losing money. That's just like saying when you take him to court, he'll keep that in court for 3, 4, 5 years, and then he might pay a settlement, but you're not getting what you wanted in the beginning. So he's coming out cheaper by keeping that in court, just like he's doing with them now. This probably go on for another 2, 3 years before they get to the bottom of what's going on. And by then, it's going to be, you know, he's going to be out of office.
Well, now, I did security down in West Palm Beach, man. Flagler Drive, one of the buildings I think he had some interest in. Well, he had an apartment or he lived there or something. But that was the word on him. I'm talking 10 years ago. He'll give you a contract for a $10 million contract. And when you finish the job, he'll give you $5 million and tell you to sue him for the rest. So now it's going to cost you. This is just stories that are told in the streets. Then it's going to cost you $6 million. It's going to cost you $4.5 million to sue him for $5 million. So he'll give you another $200,000 and call it a day. And in fact, the word on the street was he couldn't directly get contracts. All of the contracts that for people do on his shit are through 4 or 5 different shell companies. I mean, that's how bad his reputation was. Now, again, you know, I don't know millionaires. Well, I know a few millionaires in West Palm Beach, but I didn't hang out with millionaires. So the people that told me these stories might have been jealous, might have been whatever, but that's the word that I got on him.
No, that's
and
like
one of
them. Sue me.
There's something
that
nobody
thing.
Didn't
Sue
know
me.
Also. A lot of that stuff, that's not even Trump's. Trump just got the naming rights to stuff. You don't really, really own them.
Because I got to tell you, man, right up until he became president, I had the whole Trump collection of shirts, man. I had the whole line. I had the whole line of Donald Trump strike about 8 different colored shirts, man. French cuff shirts, man. I threw them in the garbage, man. I really did. Now, I should have donated them, but I did it out of a moment of, yo, fuck this guy. But I should have donated them, but I did. I did, man. I threw them all in the garbage, man. I had about 8 Donald Trump shirts, and they fit so nice. Now, I know he had nothing to do with them, just his name was on them. But I had the whole collection, man. Right up until he became president.
I think those were made over in China, too.
Well, now, you watch this. You got to remember now, when he first got in office, do you remember his brother messaging? When China gave his ass, what was it, about 5 or 12 different patents?
Right. They gave them to his daughter, yeah.
Well, his daughter, I'm just saying. China don't give
out no damn
patents, man.
Right.
Uh-huh. You go check the records and see when the last time China gave somebody some patents. All right? China said, no, we patent everything, man. So the fact that we open up this whole business arrangement or relationship with them giving you patents, I got to believe that there was talk that, look, man, I'm going to have to squeeze you for a little while. You know what I'm saying? How my man said the training day, hey, look, China, we're going to have to tax you just for a minute, man, and then we're going to work it back out. But China got smart and said, why are you trying to tax me? I found other grain and other harvest. So when we do come back to the table, it's going to be real different. But it kills me.
With the people that you're selling that to, they just turn around and resell some of that to China. That's how they get around that. It's kind of like going and getting shit wholesale, and then you come back and break it down, and you know what I'm saying? And you distribute it to smaller dealers.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think so, man, because you can't buy U.S. shit at U.S. prices and cut that and make your price profit off of it. That ain't how that goes. They found them some other farmers, another part of the world to get them seeds from.
But they can't catch them. That's just like what North Korea are doing. They got some kind of embargo on North Korea. And what other countries are doing, they're turning around and they're putting that and disguising that on different kinds of ships and still getting that stuff to North Korea.
Well, that
like
don't
you
matter.
Said, everybody has a price.
Anytime you have, anytime you lock a port down or something, you're just locking down 80% of the traffic. And all you're really doing is controlling supply and demand. Because you, it's just like our drug on wars, the war on drug on war. Just like our war on drugs. We're going to put billions of dollars into it, but we still make sure that enough of that shit slips through. So that those who want that shit in the U.S. can either enjoy it or get their ass incarcerated, which starts up a whole new cycle of money. So, again, even we never stop anything is the point I'm trying to make. So, you know, they could say that they had an embargo to, you know, I lost my train of thought, man. We start talking, watch this, we start talking about drugs, and I got the sidetrack, man. Maybe I'm getting ready to get out of the military. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Yeah, we were just talking about embargoes. But, again, my man got us all jacked up. And I want to say...
You think the Democrats going to impeach him?
No, Democrats is a bunch of punks, man. See, and that's why he does what he does, man. He don't have... And, again, even... Again, before we start this conversation, we only got a minute 50 left. I want to just say, hey, how's the Hodge Blog Talk Radio? The official home of while he is in the race of Cory Booker. Yeah, the official home of Cory. I can hear all the brothers right now like, hey, Ken, we never voted on that. We never talked about that. Yeah, but we're the official home of Cory Booker. While he in the race. So, with that being said, you're going to hear, what's my man named? Bootleg? Bootwise? Bootage? Nobody?
Pete.
Oh, well, first thing, you're going to hear shit like Pete. You're going to hear shit like a Liz, Elizabeth. You're going to hear my man Bernie.
Joe, Uncle Joe.
You know, Uncle Joe. But I'm telling you right now, watch this. As long as I control who... The mute button. We the home of Cory Booker on Block Talk Radio. That's my guy out of Jersey. Now watch this. And this is what I mean by that. If Cory don't make it to the next round, I'm not one of them, oh, we're going to just move on. No. Then with this podcast, we will select another person that we're going to. And every time somebody gets knocked out, until we have the right person. Now, a lot of radio stations will say, we're going to wait. No, not us. We're a little different. So we coming out the box with Cory Booker. Now, if my candidate don't make it, somebody else will pick the next person. We hold table up, all right? Because it's apparent I can't pick them.
I like how you use the words we.
We done told you picked wrong already.
So you might as well now just get to thinking about your alternate.
Yeah, we done told you you already picked wrong with Cory.
Well, all I'm gonna say is this: we'll have to decide amongst us who gets to pick the next one then. But I'm telling you right now, I think Cory gonna be the man. He gonna be the president. Or he gonna be the vice president.
Poor little Tango.
That's why Nancy Reagan said, just say no, but you won't.
Uh-huh.
Ain't the president or the vice president. All right, he's going to be at least able to come and go. He's going to be able to come to the White House at least. Let me agree to that.
He's going to be a senator. That's what he's going to be. He's going to be a senator.
That's just what he's going to be.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a senator.
At least he's going to be able to come to the White House.
The Nile just ain't a river.
it's a sad situation, ain't it?
Nah, he's going to be all right. Watch this. We're going to be sitting in the same podcast. All I'm here is, yo, co-producer, you said that shit. I'm be like, yeah, I know I said that shit. They're done. I said that shit.
We're going to be saying, hey, Tito, some tissue.
No, man.
That's what we're going to be saying. Give Tito some tissue.
Hey, podcast audience. Hey, we got to bring it to a close. Hey, listen. I thank everyone for downloading the podcast or tuning in live. Hodge the Hodge on blogtalkradio.com. Always here to entertain you. Again, happy birthday. Big shout out to my big sister, Jenny. Enjoy your day. And don't forget, tell that nigga from Boys to Men, I want my money, man. Hey, good night, man. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Block Talk Radio. Good night.